Good morning. So today we're going to be discussing a very important question. What happens if I forgot to count a day of the Sfira? Now I know what you're thinking. That's horrible. How could you have done such a terrible thing? Well, it happens to all of us. Sometimes it's happened to me that I thought it was day 16 and it was really day 15, and then you only realize it was the next day. Oops. And halachically, you missed it. You missed your chance. So what do you do? So first of all, the question is, let's say I forgot at night, but I remembered in the morning that, oh right, I forgot to count last night. So here we have a machlokas. According to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, you missed your opportunity. You have to do the counting at night. The harvesting of the Omer was done at night, and so too the counting needs to be done at night. However, according to most poskim, it can be done at any point, even during the day. Since this is a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you would continue to count, but without a bracha. You don't want to say God's name in vain, just in case the Bahag is right, but you certainly must keep counting. And by the time you get to the next day, you will count with a bracha like nothing ever happened. Because we assume that you have fulfilled your obligation, we don't worry so much about the Bahag's opinion in the long term. Now, what if you completely forgot? Night and day have passed, and you missed it. You missed it. So, can you keep counting? So, the truth is that most opinions, when I say most, I mean Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva, and the Rush, and others, great Rishonim, great Poskim, right? You keep counting. I know that's surprising, but they understand each day of the Sfirat HaOmer to be an independent element, a chelek of the mitzvah. And so, yeah, you messed up yesterday. Big deal. Right now, I have a mitzvah to count. Perhaps one way to explain it is that the idea of counting Sfirat HaOmer is to awaken within a person a yearning for Shavuos, for receiving the Torah. And the fact that I messed up yesterday shouldn't impinge upon my ability to count today. However, once again, the Bahag understands differently, perhaps more strictly. And he explains that that the Torah says, Sheva Shavdot Temimot Tiena, needs to be 7 full weeks, which means that even if that every day of the Sfirat HaOmer is one chain. So if you miss one part of the chain, it's too late. I've messed up. In other words, the whole idea is to link Pesach, our independence, to receiving of the Torah, to say these two elements must be connected. So if I messed up, I've missed my opportunity. Lemaisa, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Once again, he compromises. Essentially, he says you must keep counting. But since we're concerned about the opinion of the Bahag, we would count without a bracha. Or the best is you can hear someone else say the bracha, Yotzeyu, like the Chazan, for example, in Shul. And that way you fulfill your obligation. And again, it's important to stress, it's not too late. According to most opinions, you should keep counting. Just because we're concerned about the opinion of the Bahag, we would count without a bracha. But the mitzvah is still fulfilled even without a bracha. A bracha has independent value, but it's really a separate inyan to the mitzvah itself of counting the Omer. Now, two more, let's say, common situations. Let's say somebody comes up to you and says, hey, what day is it? And you say, oh, it's the 14th. And you realize, oh, shoot, I answered him and it was already at night. So, technically, you've already counted. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that since you didn't say the day and the week, you showed that your opinion, your intention was not to count. Normally, counting is done with both the day and the week. You're just telling him the information, and therefore, you would keep counting even with a bracha. But of course, ideally, you would not do that. You would say yesterday was 13 or something like that to not count. If it's before the weeks, like it's the sixth day, then if you had intention not to count, you can still keep counting. If you didn't have that intention, it might be a suffix, so better to have someone say the bracha for you on that night. And when's the best time to count? Last question. At nightfall. For this, we try to be strict to wait until Tzeit HaKochavim, which is when the stars are out. So according to all opinions, we have been counting at night. Try not to do it during Bein HaShemashos. If you count it during Bein HaShemashos, count again later without a bracha, because maybe you fulfill your obligation during that twilight zone. Okay, hope you got a lot out of this, as I did, based on the Pesach of Rabbi Eliezer Melamed in the Panini Halacha. Have a wonderful day.